Another issue, and I'm sure you must be looking at that, is the issue of tissue predictors of response. Of course, obviously PD-L1 levels. I'm curious what you looked at there. But thinking about the model that sort of developed in breast cancer, maybe not as much as we like, because certainly right now, ER and HER2 drive neoadjuvant therapy in breast cancer, but I'm not sure we've really gotten that far beyond it, some examples. What about predictors of response? What are you looking at? What do you think you're going to see in a patient like this compared to somebody who progresses?
Yeah, I think there's probably three clear modalities that seem to associate with response. And the first is using immunohistochemistry to examine PD-L1 expression. I think based on the KEYNOTE-24 study, PD-L1 expression should be a routine test for patients that have newly diagnosed lung cancer, as it does seem to enrich for benefit. And the patients that had high PD-L1 expression had a 45-50% response to pembrolizumab. Results updating the survival at World Lung report a median survival of 30 months, which is really amazing. And sort of along the survivals that we've gotten from targeted TKIs in patients with known oncogenes. So being able to identify a subgroup that truly responds has been transformative for our use of immunotherapy. But as a biomarker, it's also incomplete. PD-L1 doesn't guarantee a response, nor does if you're PD-L1 negative, sort of eliminate the possibility of response. So I think there are ways to find more nuance or better biomarkers as we move forward.